This is Northwest News from KNKX. Shellfish growers in Washington are reeling after a U.S. district judge ruled that the federal permit covering the majority of their farms is illegal. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Judge Robert Lasnik ruled that the general permit issued 2 years ago by the Army Corps of Engineers has failed to protect clean water and doesn't sufficiently assess the cumulative environmental impacts of the shellfish industry. He's allowing existing growers to keep operating for now, but has directed the Army Corps to come up with thorough analysis and a compliance plan to correct its unlawful actions. This leaves Washington shellfish growers hanging in the balance. It's a lucrative industry and a crucial one for rural coastal economies. Margaret Pilaro, executive director for the Pacific Coast Shellfish Growers Association, represents about 80 of them.
I think growers are feeling like they're being painted as a bad guy here when really they are environmental stewards and have every reason and interest in providing an environment that is healthy enough to grow shellfish.
She says Washington growers embrace regulations and have a list of more than 30 that they've been complying with that were negotiated as a supplement to the federal permit. They govern things like protection of eelgrass and forage fish. Still, this ruling means some growers may have to change their ways or shut down. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.